Delegates from 50 countries across Africa, Europe and the Persian Gulf came together in Brussels Monday to sign a new deal compact for Somalia, setting out government spending priorities and future international support. The $2.7 billion included $870 million from the European Union, which has already given Somalia significant support. Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mohamed welcomed the ongoing international engagement.
A remarkable transformation is being achieved in Somalia. As the world recognizes, we have the greatest opportunity, but not without potentials, in a generation to reinvest on a sustainable peace and development.
Mr. Mohamed's government is the first to receive official U.S. recognition since 1991. He described four key priorities: security, legal reform, public finances, and economic recovery.
The new deal must deliver on the ground soon. It must not be a well-intentioned bureaucratic process that remains remote from the Somali lives.
EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton hailed the agreement.
I hope that you will take home with you a message of support from every country and organisation represented in this room, that we stand with them and we stand with you, Mr. President.
Currently, much of the EU's funding goes towards the African Union mission in Somalia, known as AMISOM, comprising some 17,000 troops. Alongside government forces, the AMISOM troops are battling Al-Shabaab Islamist militants, a group linked to Al-Qaeda. In recent weeks, Al-Shabaab has stepped up attacks, killing 18 people in a twin bombing in Mogadishu earlier this month. Residents of the city, like Ahmed Sheikh Abukar, say there can be no progress without improved security.
The first priority should be genuine peace, and they need to support the government to deal with the security problem. If we get peace, we will prosper as a nation. Somalis are a business-oriented people, and if there is peace, then we can rebuild our own nation.
Mogadishu's skyline is evidence that Somalia is slowly rebuilding after two decades of civil war. The government says continued foreign help is vital to ensure the new deal is not a false start. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.